Never cop that exactly. You're not allowed to do anything.
You're not
supposed to ask anything else, yeah.
Well, holding it,
that's what you're making the bracha on. That's out of it. That's what you're supposed to make. You're supposed to hold it because you're making the bracha on it. But you've been noisy on something else. So he holds it tzarech bracha. But the mice, I mean, the point over here is, I mean, what's the shakat hagadah gemara, like Tosfos says, Batsim, we want you to make the bracha and immediately eat. You do a piece afterwards, so there's a hefsek between, there's a gap of time, there's time lapse between the bracha and the achila. So he says, so you start out with the bracha being a shalem, because not like Rav Kiya bar Ashi is saying that's okay. No, that's not okay. You need to start out being a shalem, but you want to be able to eat immediately after you finish the bracha, so that you're parous it while you're finishing the bracha. That's the chardash akotayin of Gemara, right? That's the two inyanim you're trying to address. And Rabbi says no, that the chalais of bracha has to be chal on a davar shalem, so you have to wait till you finish the bracha to do that. And if not, there's going to be a time lapse between the bracha and the achila. That's what I have to assume that's what he holds. That's called tzarech habracha. So it always bothered me. I didn't see anybody speak it out. That kasha. Okay. Tosis regabas almost the hechatimsa. Hechimar im yesh shleim at lefanov arminim b'sam at the kuliyam shleim at odif. So what does it mean that Rav Kiya Ashi is saying that you should make the bracha on the tsnuma as opposed to the shlema? So what's Rav Kiya saying? Not like that. That perur and alpam b'shein b'hem kazayis mevorkin alei hamoitzi hoil b'yisbehu teresa the nahama. Now that phrase teresa the nahama, the Rebbeinu Chananel Taka says you mamish need teresa the nahama. Another Rishonim say that you don't need Teresa the Nahama because it's considered automatically in halacha Teresa the Nahama. It doesn't have an issue of Teresa the Nahama, right? So because the only way you lose Teresa the Nahama is either because through bishul or through chavitza, which is even if you don't cook it, but if you mix it together with liquid and it masses together, so that can take a Teresa the Nahama less than a kazayas. But so again, assume that the tenuma of these small pieces. But it doesn't bother us. So the moitzi, Shemar Kandika Shleim in the fun of. Ubatim in Atsnuma, Kibrashi Sabra, the Havi Kumar Shleim, Marachashi Chaviva, Mavorakale. He likes Atsnuma better. That's Chaviva. So Chaviva's has a mile over Shleimus. Rechia Sirle, the Sar Shtikla Brachim a pass. Kimbaina Shatikla Habracha, Imbatsias a pass. Kimin the Matsuo Karamachain Shleim a Arif. So you need to start the bracha on a shlema. You should be the ma'aseh b'tzia should be done. You start with a shlema, and then you do the b'tzia at that point. Well, like a shlema, might have been baruch l'peru and hamotzi l'achim in ortz. Fine. So how did the Gemara see it, or how did we see it in the Gemara?
Clearly in the Gemara you see it, because the Gemara says what they're arguing about.
Right, so
how does the Gemara see that? Yeah.
I assume the Gemara knew what Rav Kiya meant.
But Rav Kiya, there's a meaning in his word besides that. The Gemara is being placed as an additional level of meaning in Rav Kiya's words.
What would be the Kiddush of Rav Kiya Barashi?
I was saying, you know, that we you know, the sugya of chavitza already had already, so we already came out, you know, right? So the Morris is assuming that he must be discussing that there's no, it's okay to choose. the prusa over the shlema. So Rav Rashi, the more says that Rav says not like that, you can't do that. Yeah. I mean, that's the flow of the, that's what the more understood, that's what the conversation is talking about. Okay. V'hilchasa k'rabba d'mabarach hachab b'tzeh p'ir sh'li afrish ha'prusa min ha'pas ad achar ha'brocha. So Tosfos understands that it's a prusa, means you've designated that you're planning to remove part of it, so it's a prusa, but you're not mafrish it until the brocha is finished. Right, so Tosha says some of the Pasha, they wait to do the Maisa of Chatika until afterwards. So Tosha, that's inappropriate, because that's going to be a Hesach Adas. Now, Tosha's Lashon Hesach Adas is interesting. I'll get to it in a second. But on Shabbos, that's appropriate. So we're going to learn the halachas. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin that the Gemara has a machlokes exactly where it's the appropriate place to take to eat when you make the bracha, which part of the pasuk is the right part. The Gemara brings the whole story over there, but so you need to find that. So that's already you're making the bracha, and you're being Isaac in a hole. So it's not just cut a piece. It's you have to decide where you're cutting from, right? So that's number one. Then you have to cut it. Number two, right? So Tosfos is saying that really it's appropriate to find the place beforehand and to cut it partially, but just don't totally separate it until after you finish making the bracha. So it still has a milah sholem. According to Tosfos, until you do that, so in halacha we'll see that means. So if you hold the katana part of it in your hands, and the other part will not fall off, so it's considered still attached. So you cut it to a certain extent, but not too much. Tosfos says, but you might cut it too much. So this is the minhag was just don't cut it at all. Says on Shabbos, you're weighing cheshbonos. You might cut it too long. You end up not having lechem mishnah. Right, that's a problem. That's you have a chiyuv to have lechem mishnah. You're going to have this. You're going to have what Tosfos calls a hesach adas. The Tosfos later on in Memam and Aleph, on the sugya of Havi Melech Tzarich Levaruch, Tosfos says the Havi hesach adas. I wouldn't ask any of your reason, the person, right, the more, we pass in that they're not, it's not a Hezek Hadas, but, right, but the more says that Habi Melech, Habi Lifton, the Karnam HaNomer is considered, it's not acceptable, so it's a problem. It's a Hezek between the Bracha and the Chila. You spoke between the Bracha and the Chila. Tosfos says, no, the problem is Hezek Hadas. That's a fascinating nusach in Tosfos' world. Tosfos says, the reason why a person, the problem between, when a person makes a Bracha and then he eats, he speaks before eating is not because it's a hefsek, it's because of hesek adas. That's what Tosfos says. A person says, you're sitting down, right? You say, what's the lachem in the words? You haven't eaten yet, and somebody says, how are you? You say, oh, Baruch Hashem. Hesek Hadas. That's the problem, Hesek Hadas. The problem is you were mafsik.
What's wrong with being mafsik?
Right, so Tosfos said there's nothing wrong with being mafsik. There's no problem being mafsik. Is that a bracha? Right? But there's a problem, Hesek Hadas. That's what Tosfos says. The problem is there's many raya, that's not true. That there's an etzim that even in case you weren't Mesiyah Das, but if the Maisa you were mafsik, it's a problem. But Tosfos comes along and uses the word Hesek Hadas over here. So that's a big. What? No. Tell us how we're talking.
I'm talking.
So the example of the Gemara we pass is not like that. That case is not called. It's not a hefsek. Gemara says the Madam in the world. Gemara says bring salt is a hefsek. We pass. It's not a hefsek. But that, and that Madam says what's the problem? It's a hefsek adas. And Madam says hefsek adas is the problem. You spoke.
What's wrong with cutting and cutting the
place? The Tosfos seems to be enamored with the issue over here being Hesach Hadas. Right? There's a problem of Hesach Hadas. So Tosfos Hesach Hadas doesn't sound like it's extraordinarily difficult. We picture Hesach Hadas, you know, I get involved in something else. Tosfos understands that from the bracha to the chila has to be immediate focus. So the person says, Tol Melech, Halve Melech, in Tosfos' world, that's called a Hesach Hadas. And the more answer, no, because it's called Tzarech Hasidus, it's not called Hesach Hadas. Right? But in the world of Tosfos, saying two words is called your Mashiach Das.
From what?
From the bracha going on the food. So Tosfos comes along and says, well, if that's, I can call that a Hesach Hadas, so I can call the person who makes the bracha and starts looking, where did I call it? He didn't say a word. Oh, that's a Hesach Hadas in Tosfos' world. It's not a Hesach Hadas. He's being Oishik and getting the food to able to eat. Where is he being Mashiach Das? But Tosfos calls it Hesach Hadas. But Tosfos' definition of usage of Hesach Hadas is not the way you think of when you hear the word Hesach Hadas. That's what I'm trying to point out. Now, the Tosfos means it's mamash Hesach Hadas, you have to think a new bracha, look or not. It just means that it's not that this approach is not appropriate because there is, you are getting involved in something else. The Maisach Tosfos understands that from the bracha to the chila, there has to be, you're not getting involved in anything else other than a chila. So the bracha is chal immediately on the chila. Well, normally to talk about Hesach Hadas, it's mamash, it's mafsa the bracha. That's the case that we're talking about in halacha. The sugya of Gemara. Tosfos introduces this idea over here of Hesach Hadas being the makor of the din of Hefsik. So the way some of the Charedim want to shtim the din of Hesach Hadas, the din of Hefsik, something which is a different topic gets a halachic din of a Hefsik. So it's not a different topic, doesn't have a different hefsek. So that's, you know, but the bottom line, the problem is hefsek, not Hesach Hadas. But, you know. There's a mandomer, the Gemara holds it's a problem. He tells him that mandomer. We don't pass him like that. I'm not saying a lot of psychologa. That's for a shira. But in the mandomer, what's the problem? What'd you do wrong? What'd you do wrong? So? Who said you can't speak? Why can't you speak? So he says, because it's a Hesach Hadas. Doesn't say because it's a Hefsik. Doesn't say because it's a Hesach Hadas. So I'm just pointing out that what do you mean it's Hefsik Hadas? He's made a bracha. Tosfos does not bother by the words. He's bothered by the fact that you're getting involved in something else before you ate. I'm getting involved in a discussion with you. Please pass the salt. Right? That's not a grosser discussion. But that Tosfos said that mandomer in the Gemara holds there can't be any pause between the Maisa Chila, the bracha, and the Maisa Chila. So asking for salt is a problem. Well, whenever it says salt is not a problem, but Gobel Turi is a problem. We all know Gobel Turi is not a problem. But the point is you're getting involved with something else. You have a job. Your job is bracha, eat. Not bracha, salt, eat. The bracha is bracha, eat. That's your job. Otherwise, it's called Hesach Hadas. That's what Tosfos is saying. So saying what Tosfos over here is this whenever it says, this Tosfos holds that this sheet is wrong, because bracha, finding the place, cutting it, and eating. What are you doing? You're supposed to make bracha and eat. Okay, fine. I just want to be mindful of the use of Hesach Hadas over here is interesting. Interesting uses. Tosfos not perak shlosh shochel to be seen to be in ach tikla or maim in a pia oinim. So first of all, you shouldn't do the bitzua even till after the main. The main is part of the bracha. No, it's your bracha. The shlemis of bracha is when somebody answers the main to it. You know by these chassidim, what are they doing it for? Because their bracha is a more shalom than a bracha if somebody answers the main to it. Am I saying that right? That's true, but is that true over there? Or is that the only case because they've been good to with you? I'm saying that wrong. No. That over there is only the case where there's other people being good to with you. If nobody else has been yotze with you, that's a fair. You don't have to wait for the main. Right? No, I'm wrong. Right? That's just throughout Yibrei Pei Geffen, you know. That's what they hold. It's the end of the bracha is the main, so it's not that's Yibrei Pei Geffen, not Yibrei Pei Geffen. So I never saw why I don't say Motzei Lechem min Ha'aretz, they say min Ha'aretz. It's one, I never understood why, yeah.
Is dipping in salt as much as that?
We're not there. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Okay. The Torah says, Yeshu mi'un raya, tzitzorach l'sayim v'bracha, kadim shi'u v'tzei, amin atanir v'kiya, yushalmi, en m'vorchan al-hapas, ela b'shosh shu peris. Anu mishal l'shim, yivas kadim v'bracha, shem atipol ha'prusa, miyadu b'lo yuchal v'lechal ha'prusa, achar shi'u v'tzei, amin b'lo y'bracha, right? They start l'asin v'vorch, yishkan b'rach l'batola. So this idea of the Yerushalmi. Aval, some way to read the rest of the next part of Tosis. Im hoyitzarach lebracha kol pas, yichlus kadam abracha. Oz im tipol aprusa and abracha aprusa achyar siyifter abracha rishona. This Yerushalmi says, okay. So what's the raya? But the Yerushalmi is saying a whole different reason. I think what Tosis means is. So the Babli understands Rav Chiya's din for a different reason, but the din is not, they're not arguing what the din is. Right? They're just arguing what the reason is. So the Yerushalmi understands that the reason Rav Chiya is because they're afraid that if you cut beforehand, you're going to drop it and you end up not eating what you made the bracha on. And maybe it's going to be a problem of you lost your bracha, it's a bracha l'batola. So at what moment do you feel safe? What moment do you feel safe? Tosfos says, in the Yerushalmi's world, and that's the problem, when are you safe to cut? Tosfos says, you're only safe to cut at the end. Because if you would cut before that, so, and it might fall. That's what you're afraid of. So if by the end of the bracha, the piece that you made the bracha on is not there anymore, so you're back to the same problem. As the Tosfos says, Elamai means you have to wait till the end. So then you're okay, because even if the other piece falls down, you made the bracha on both pieces. Now, how do you learn Tosfos? You learn like this? Yeah? Right? Do I? Yeah? It's an assumption of Tosfos, which the Karna Cheshman, you could have argued that's not correct. But so Tosfos is being right, so therefore. So what do you walk away with? You walk away with the person who stands in Rav Chiya. So you have to miss out on the bracha before you mevatzei. Now, Rav Chiya over here is not saying that. The Tosfos is just gaining, because Rav Chiya over here says you start ima bracha. Rabbi says you mevatzei it afterwards. So the Mishnah says that you have to learn that the Yerushalmi learns that Rav Chiya agrees with Rabbi. Not like what we're saying over here. He's being right how to understand Rava's Shita, not understand Rokhiya's Shita. Right? So that's it. You have to catch me now that the Mashiach says that he's agreeing that the Yerushalmi, Tosfos learns that Yerushalmi learns that Rokhiya is not arguing on Rava. Good. But even in the Cheshman of his Raya, so I would, you know, there's Makam, the Baal is not like. I understand the person does the proof, he cuts it beforehand. He holds one piece, makes a bracha, he drops it. Oh my gosh, you got a problem. There's more bread over there, but you didn't make a bracha on the other bread. So you need a bracha. All right. Let's say he starts the bracha holding it, both pieces, and he cuts it before he finishes the bracha. So by the time he finishes the bracha, the piece that he wanted to eat fell. That's the case we're bevorning, right? Would he need a bracha when he wants to go back to eat the other piece?
I think it's higher than the chabur from yesterday.
What? Yeah, but the child, what's the chal on? Well, I'm holding the whole piece of bread in my hand at the beginning of the bracha.
In the case that in the middle of the bracha you cut. In the middle of
the bracha I cut, and the piece falls off. So it's bad, because, well, what do you mean, you're still holding on the piece? No, but I want that piece. But who cares? At the end of the bracha, this piece was in your hand. Who said that's a problem?
But But the end of the bracha, what happens? Meaning, the way I understand the material is that you have like a big pull apart sawa, and at the end of the bracha, you pull apart one piece, and it falls. So, like, but you pulled apart at the end of the bracha this piece, and at the time the bracha was over, you
were holding other pieces in your hand, which now you want to eat. Because you lost the piece that you wanted. So, no, that's not good, because the bracha wasn't chal on that one. Why wasn't chal on that one? I was holding my hand the whole time. Yeah, that's the case. You're holding a challah, and your purse is b'shas in the middle of the brach.
Right, so your purse is I'm holding a piece, and then the...
Where's the other piece?
You think it's in, like, your other hand, you're still holding it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Where does Tosfos see that the case of Yerushalmi is talking about that you have to say at the end, because otherwise you have this problem? No, maybe. Where do you see the Yerushalmi? Okay. If you're not doing a mice of cutting, the point is you're not doing a mice of cutting. The case of the Yerushalmi was, we're not coming back to the Yerushalmi again. The case of the Yerushalmi was, you had a big bread, and you're going to eat only part of it. So if you take that apart out, and you drop that, you can't say, well, I have a backup, because it's not called a good backup. But this way I have a backup. Okay. So then we're Itmar. If you'll lefneim, see sin b'shleimen. Okay. So Rashi learns that there's no Mila according to Rav Huna, there's not really a Mila of Shalem. So you can pick either one. And if the Psisin are larger, you're mechuyev to pick the Psisin. Which that's not Mavur Klor and Rav Huna, but that's the hemshech of the thought process. Shleimim it's in a Mavkar. But no, Adarab, there's a mile to Shalom. Abhrusa, Shalchitim, Shlema, Shalsarim, Dibrekal, Mavarach, Alprusa, Shalchitim, Pratis, Shlema, Shalsarim. Even though Sarim has a mile of Shlema, the mile of Shivas Haminim, which we'll see later on, not only is the mile of Shivas Haminim, there's a mile of whatever is earlier in the Pasuk is a mile also. So that also goes into the Dinah mile of Shivas Haminim. So Shivas Haminim is a mile over Shlema. We'll see a sugya later on, whether Shivas Haminim versus Chaviv, which one's better? That's a machlokes later on. But that thing more. So we hear with the Gabi, she was a minim. The Gabi Sholem, she was a minim wins. Okay. Amar b'Yirmiyah bar Abba. Let's see Rashi. See the same number of Huna in Rotsim of Baruch Al Psisim. We have Psisim Gedalim in a Shleim in Sarach Lebaruch Alei. Right. So you have to take a brach on that. Tosfos says that Pirush Rashi Psisim Shleimim Shavim Yivorech Al Eisa Shiyitza, Yem Psisim Gedalim Sarach Lebaruch Al Psisim Lifteres Shleimim. So Tosfos seems to learn in a case where the Shleimim is also larger, Rashi doesn't mean you can pick the Psisim over the Shleimim because the Shleimim are larger. The Mila is large. So if one Shleimim and one's the other one's not Shleimim but the same size, pick either one. If the season is larger, you have to pick the bigger one. Remember, Al Shemim Mitzvah Munavil Rafilim Psisin Gedalim Tet. Temikin Soros Hafucha Rafuna Psisin Shehem Gedalim Adifi, Rabbiachan Shemim Adifi. May Sora Lemon the Pigi Bahafach Soros. So we're not sure exactly what Tosis means. I mean, that's like all of Shas. I looked this morning after sort of pretending that I know this Tosfos, I finally was forced to say I don't, because I never understood what the kasha was. So the Slach asked the kasha. The Slach asked the kasha. Yeah. She says the Rimsa Gamir, but the story says Kol Hashas Molei Mizad Demar Sover Ha'adif. Like, what's the big problem over here? It comes out that what the Tosfos means is that you're really, really stretching the machlokes. According to Rav Huna, there's no mile of Shalom at all. If they're the same size, so there's no mile of Gadol. So Rav Huna says that by me, Gadol is a big thing, okay? But They're the same size. So there's no gunnel over here. So Shalom should be a ma'ala. No, it's garnished. Do whatever you want. So he's saying that Shalom has b'chal no ma'ala at all. And Berechon comes along and says Shalom has a ma'ala. Now we have a ma'ala in the case of the same size, even when the Shalom is smaller, it has a ma'ala. Shimam is expanding the machloekis very much. He held Shalom is worthless, and he held Shalom is so kosher that it can even trump Gadol. So that's what Tosfos means. They ask you. Someone says, "Yes." It means that you're according to Rashi, you're really making the Soros quite an extreme to each other. So we're talking about pisisin, and then we're talking about prusin. Like, you know, what's the point? Okay, in Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Mari b'psisin gedarlim u'shlei mekdanim. So, the case is one is gadol, one is shalom. Rech Rusha, v'hunas mevarach al psisin, klarma im yirtza, within our shlei im yirtza. So, shalom is a ma'ala, psisim is a ma'ala, psisim is bigger. So, each one has a ma'ala. So, each one has a ma'ala, you can choose one over the other. Rabbi Yechon says, no, shlei im yirtza, that the shalom is a better ma'ala. So, they both agree shalom is a ma'ala, because you're allowed to use Shalom, override Gadol, but he holds that Shalom must override Gadol. No, it's not enough to override Gadol, it's enough to make it equal to Gadol. So the Machloek is Nismayit. Tosfos says, okay, Halacha, that's why Pask. Fine. So the Gemara Kitanoi. Now Rashi says, Kitanoi, that last din that you said of Prusa Shalchitim, Mishleim Shalsarim, that you're madif the prus of chitim over the shleim of sa'arim, that's a machlokes tanoi. It's not going back in Rabbuna and Rabbi Yochanan, which would be the simple understanding of the Gemara. Bring a machlokes, you say kitanoi, it's going back in the machlokes. That's how Luna says, no, this din that you just said, which everybody agrees to, that really is a machlokes tanoi. Okay. So Tosfos points that out. So let's Tarmid Batzel Katan Shalim Avalei Chatzi Batzel Gadol. So you have an option of being Tarim your onions over here, and you should be Tarim the Tanakhama says your Tarim the Batzel Katan, which has a mile of Shalim, is better than the mile of Gadol. So you take the larger one, even though it's not a shalom. My love, the Mar Shomer Chashiv Adif, Mar Shomer Shalom Adif. The Tanakhama says the shalom is better, and arguably in the case of a prusa shalchitim and a shleimah shalsarim, so you should use the shleimah shalsarim because it has a mile of shalom. Even though the chitim has a mile of chitim, the same over here, this has a mile of gadol, it doesn't override shalom. So the mile of being makdim in the krua doesn't override the mile of shalom. And our sefer that says no, he says chashiv of, so the chashivus of the size, chashivus of the zayim in it. Versus no, hechadika kayan kliyam alapligi the choshev adiv. We could argue they both hold it. The choshev is adiv. So, by the case of, you'll give the batsi, you'll chati batsal gadol, and you'll pick the priest of chutzchitim, which is choshev. Kipligi leka kayan. It's not chamakim sheish kayan. Term in a yafa. Chamakim shein kayan. Ein kayan. Term in a skaim. Rehudim ein term elimin a yafa. So Yehuda says that there's a lach of ain't term in a yafa, always ain't term element in a yafa. There's a din that even in a case where the kohen is not here, the Torah says you have to give the pasuk says lashon should be the chaylev, which means the best. So you have a chiyuv to give in a yafa. So it's not miskayim. So they're arguing a different din b'chlal, but a case where the kohen is there, there's no shayla. Everybody agrees that you give the chashiv adiv. So this din of Sarim and Chitim is not a Machlokes Tanoim. So the Gemara, B'yar Shemai, Omer Nachman Yitzchak, B'yar Shemai Yitzchak, they Shnehem. So what's it going back on? So Rashi says he's going back on the Machlokes of Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, not going back in the case of the Sardim and the Chita. So in the case where they're both Chitim, but we had a Machlokes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Huna, the bigger one is better. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shalom is better. Now, according to Rabbi Tam, this conversation doesn't make sense. Because everybody agrees that Shalom has a Milo. All Rav Huna said was that Gadol also has a Milo, but it's not better than Shalom. So just take the Shalom. You're happy. Rav Huna, you're happy. According to Rashi, where Rashi learns that the Gemara can't be going back on Chitim and Sarim. Gemara can't be going back on Gadol and Shalom. It has to be going back on Chitim and Sarim. According to Rav Huna. Right? Yeah, right, good. But according to Rashi, it could be going back either way. Right, Lachar. So Tosfos says, no, Cheshen can't be going back and keep them serving. It's only going back on the Gdalim and Shleiman. Tadak made the Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, me, Niach, Pizim, Sefer Shleiman, Ubitzea, Mavorach, Omele Mashmech, Omele Salmon, Omele Shalom Atzov, Shalom Mishroscha, Shesam Tosholim, Bein Hatamidim. Rashi says, go back on Rabbi Yochanan and Huna. What? What? The limit to the noise, going back on Chitim and Sarim. Right? So the Tosfos wants the Cheshbon. This is Radinim Rashi. Rashi's right that it's not going back on Rabbi Yochanan and Huna. Tosfos Cheshbon is out. Why? Okay. So the Mora, our Rabbah, come with him. Pesach, when he approves the Pesach Shlema, Ubetzeya, my time Alechem Aniksiv. Now the word Betzeya, so Gosh, when he approves the Pesach Shlema, when he nips the Shnei and Biyada, Ubetzeya Omishtein, Omina Shlema. So the Mora says you have this Eitzah of when he approves the Pesach Shlema. So this was standing beyond it. So what would the next step be? But say you should but say for both of them, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are not arguing about what you hold; they're arguing about what you eat from. So Rashi says you would say a mishneim. Oh, min hashleima. Lachamani ksiv darcha shel oni beprusa. The fifth source yira kibetzem in a prusa. It sounds like you're not talking up Pesach from the Prusa. You're Pesach from the Shlema. Mm-hmm. But since you're holding it, it looks good. Right? So look, it's year you're Pesach in the Prusa. So Tosfos touches on that in Rashi. Fine. Let's touch on Tosfos a little bit over here. How far am I getting Tosfos? How far am I getting Tosfos? Not yet. Okay. What? Kitanoi. Okay, so now let's not do that yet. Just do the Gemara. The Gemara is not so hard. Amar Baba, B'Shabbos Chai Badam Litzel Shtei Kikris. My time Alechem Mishnah Ksib. So even though there's a din of lacha mishnah, it doesn't mean you have to be betzeya both. You have to cut both of them. It means you have to hold lacha mishnah, and you take one, which zechara makes sense. It's zechara to the mon, and the mon was you got a double portion, but you need all at one time. All right, so you're holding both to show that you're doing a zechara. The fact you got a double portion, you're not being betzeya both of them because. The same way, but the one you didn't need both. You had one now, one later. So, So you can be nakatarti and botzachada. That's good enough for the lechem mishnah. What? Is the rabbi saying you need to be botzachada on both, or he's just saying that he's just chayav litzoya? So what does he mean? So does he mean the both? So that's an interesting question. The Gros Machmir that you have to kabot. He learns it up in a rush over here. Yeah, but the challenge is, but you know, if the Taka arguing, Sir Vashi, who's the Basra, is saying that it's good enough to cut one. Yeah. Yeah. The Rosaire is not.
That's just
big or small. Yeah. Sherusa is a meal. I'm the Rabino, the Ravashi. Looks like he's taking a large portion, and that's inappropriate. He's a rabson. He's doing all covered Shabbos. So the Eruvi Chatzeris, once Shabbos starts, we keep it from Shabbos to Shabbos. So the din of the Gemara, you did it every Shabbos. Made a new Eruv Chatzeris every Erev Shabbos. So you need it on Shabbos. So if they had it available, if they were the ones who had the rift of the Eruvah, they would use it for a Moitzi. Amr Halvis, Abba Mitzachar, and Abba Mitzach Riti. So the person says it's not considered Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas because the Mitzvah of Erev is already done. But it has a Maila. Same way this Maila of Shleim and Zetra, the Maila was used for Mitzvah, so that's a Maila, so you should use it for the other Mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah says that it's relevant for us for Eruv Tashilin. So we don't necessarily have a Rubik Hatera sitting in house, we have a Rubik Hatera on the same din. So he suggests that Friday night you should be Betzei on it and not cut it. Shabbos day you should be Betzei on it and not cut it. And Shashidus you should cut it and eat it. So maybe you got three mitzvahs out of it. Use it for all three mitzvahs, all three meals. If you hold it to grow, you cut it, so then you should dafke eat it. Cutting both anyways, you might as well eat it first at night time. Okay, let's hold it here.